that was unusual. That was fun. That was weird. Because the funny thing was they thought it was a gag because he was stroking out and having a heart attack, and he started making this snoring sound because he's trying to catch his breath, and that got a laugh from the audience. That's the thing that gets me. You know, who else that? Oh, yeah. Who was the other dude? There was like a dude like, not Wilson Pickett, but one of these dudes, Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson's on stage, and he falls, and then he falls over dead, and everybody thinks it's part of the act. That's the way to go out, man, when you think it's part of the act. That is awesome. And then that's what they call a showstopper. When's he coming back out? I think he's dead. Really? That one part when he was snoring was funny. Remember that going out on a laugh, man. All right, here's the Hypnosonics, Living With You, Zombo in Your Brain, recapping the grooviness and the fabulous new and new old music and my finds from 2023. We're into the second quarter. So hopefully I can milk this. I got like two more quarters to go. I'm not even through half the year yet. And hopefully we can get to spring. That's right. That week in March where we turn the clocks around. There. Let's muscle towards that, dummies.
grip to my car. Yes, why I didn't get far. Yeah, you know I sat in the dirt. Yeah. That I could do. Did you think it was easy, baby, living with you? Living with you.
That was Martin Newell, better known as Cleaners from Venus. And this is another nice thing about the internets. That was an old cassette that I had from like, because the Cleaners from Venus is still around doing stuff. But they it's all home taper stuff. They've been doing it since the 1980s. And I think that song's probably from, that's called A Song for Syd Barrett. And that's a great tune. I remember hearing that on cassette. One of these things you think, oh, I'm never going to get that again. I got rid of all my cassettes. You know, because like transferring cassettes to digital just ain't happening. There's too much tape piss. There's too much. Then you can't. It's just, I never did it. So I just got rid of all my cassettes. And I had a lot of cassettes. A lot. Crazy amount. And, so, yeah, so it was kind of nice. They re-released a lot of this, or at least put it up on the internets. And that was Cleaners from Venus. So, I want to continue. It is a bit after 11. You know where your brain's at. And I should probably tell you something. Right? Let me see. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. That's right. The Remaster. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess, optimize audio sound for the internet and broadcast setting for both professional and personal use. Well, I'll be doggone. Ain't that something? They offer tools and tips. Tips and tools. Remember them tips and tools from 5 weeks ago? That joke? Yeah, it's back with a vengeance. That could add depth. Tools that add depth. And clarity and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction. Maybe we should use that from those cassettes. Eliminate buzz, hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how to reprocess audio or video, it's available at Remaster Media. Sorry, I dozed off. Okay. But anyhow, if you're interested in underwriting WRCT, that's right. That means just, I don't know what underwriting means. I mean, sometimes they'll give us like pizza. And we'll go, okay. Underwriting's brought to you by the guys that gave us pizza. Underwritten by the guy that gave us ice cream. Underwriting the place that gave pierogies. Anyhow, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information. And someone will get back to you with at least 9 months about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That's right. 6 to 9 months. You'll get a solid answer. A, you B. So Reverend Horton Heat came out with a new album last year. And he getting back into his, like, it's basically his love of music. The early stuff. So when he started doing rockabilly, obviously most of these rockabilly guys all do covers and obscure covers. Then they start writing their own music. And so Reverend Horton Heat actually came out with a record just this last year with his influences on how he got the right music. And this is a Johnny Carroll tune, which is a pretty awesome tune called Crazy, Crazy Lovin'. It's probably a borderline psychabilly for its time, which was probably like in the late 50s. But that was a crazy time, man. Yep. They're all crazy times. It is. All right, you want it? Yeah, I got it. RCT Zombo in Roused Brain.
Just for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you feel so fine, baby. And I want to tell you this. I feel just like a real long daddy when you're giving me a red heart. Yeah, so say crazy, crazy love, baby. Say crazy love just for me. just for me. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, honey, and I swear this is true. Oh, yes, I almost lose my mind when you do the things you do. So say, crazy, crazy, loving, baby. Say, crazy, loving just for me. Just for me.
There you go, some Calexico. Picked up that little number this last year. That's Double Tanya. Yeah, Double Tanya. Very nice. And something about just very lulls you to... I almost dozed off during that song. And so laid back and groovy and cool. And that was, once again, Collectors Ago. Before that, we heard the Trabants with Parlor Music. And started that little set off with Crazy, Crazy, Love and Rev and Horton Heat. Hey, Zombori here in your brain. And who brought you a little magic when you were growing up? Me. Anytime. I'm bringing the magic. I'm bringing the magic. Who took you to the first baseball game? Me. Remember I ditched you behind third plate? That's right. Who showed you how to find the North Star? Me. I said, there's the North Star. Who made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt? Not me. Your stomach hurt when you got there. You were having one of the migraines, and your stomach was getting all sore. And I just said, you know what? I had enough of you and your sore tummy. I had enough of this. Now get to work. This time you become the one who makes the magic happen for a younger person. Be a big brother, big sister, and put them to work. That's right. Well, who's coming in today? Oh, I got my big sister coming in. You got your big sister? Yeah, I don't feel like coming into work. She needs some valuable lessons on how to win the marketplace. Just show her those spreadsheets. She can BS her way through it probably better than I can. Anyhow, you just become a big brother, big sister, and have one fun together and learn from each other and discover those magic moments to find out why you should not have children in the first place. Call Big Brothers, Big Sisters to learn more about the varied inflection method of their opportunities. 412-366-DVC-15-6000. That's right. Or go to bbspgh.org. Don't put in bdm.org. You might get that traveling Pittsburgh sex van. The traveling Pittsburgh sex van. Oh, yeah, baby. Yay, yay, yay. All right, let's get some music. Here for some more of this tunage. Once again, recapping all the groovy stuff from 2023. And of course, more re-releases. Yeah, you can't re-release enough Kevin Ayers to suit me. This is the box set that came out. And I remember seeing him do this. There was a show when MTV was just coming out. There was a show in Britain. Oh, what's it called? Twiggy hosted it. And I think it was called like Pop Time or whatever. And they had artists on there like lip syncing. It was pretty neat. But you'd see clips that you wouldn't see anywhere else because they'd have like Alex Harvey band on there. They had Kevin Ayers on there. But it was a really neat show. It was on some syndication thing. And I remember because he sang this tune, this Marlene Dietrich tune, Falling in Love Again, in front of a piano. And then when he's done, he's like holding a rose. He throws it at the piano and the piano just explodes. It was so cool. There you go. You had to be there. But you couldn't have been there. You couldn't have been there. Or could you? Kevin Ayers, Fall in Love Again, in Your Brain.
This is the last one from Kevin Ayers and Archibald. And we hope this will tuck you nicely into bed with a bit of gentle nostalgia. I'm sure you know the tune. To do
help it. Girls flutter to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I am not to blame. Just falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. No, I'm falling in love again. I never wanted to, but what am I to do? I can't help it. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Good night. We'll be right back.
last we say goodbye. Each time we part, my heart wants to die. My darling, hear my prayer. Tara mia fair, here are my arms, you alone will share. All I want is you.
Yeah, that was the original version. There's a compilation that came out this year called They Heard It Here First. You heard it here first. And that was the original version of Cara Mia by David Whitfield. Oh, that song makes my eyes well up. It's so beautiful. And the neat thing is, like, Jay and the Americans, there's like four or five Jays. Record company kept getting rid of the Jays from Jay and the Americans. But there's like two Jays. One of the last Jays had these horrible gambling debts. And I remember he was forced to go out on the road and sing Cara Mia. And he still killed it, which was amazing because he was like probably in his 70s, but he had to pay off all these gambling debts to the mob. So he had to go out on the road with, you know, obviously who knows who the Americans were. You know, there's just Jay, and they're like a couple different Jays. Same with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Nobody knows who the Playboys are. Same with the Beatles. Who knows who those guys are? So Cara Mia, and then they rearranged it, and then he's got that roof. He's got that one part where just, you know, it just melts you. That note, not this version. The last note's pretty good, but the Jay and the Americans version, when he just hits that every time, it's up there with Shirley Bassey when she's doing Goldfinger, and she's like, yeah, he gives that last big belt. Man, that is like heavenly, man. That is heavenly stuff. Before that, we heard Stop This Train Again doing it. Live version by Kevin Ayers. And then we heard Falling in Love Again, also from Kevin Ayers, from a re-release of some live stuff. Zombo here, just playing stuff, hanging out with you, my friends. It is, and I call you my friends because it just sounds nice, doesn't it? Bunch of weird strangers listening to this show. That's all I get is weird strangers. And I like it that way.
Should I tell you something? I'll bite too. Tell you about show.
David Pac-Man Show, that's right. Join Winky, Blinky, Dinky, and Stinky as they chase David Pac-Man around as he tries to avoid them and get into midweek politics That's right. It's American Modern Politics, which is just as much fun as Pac-Man. And it is a show focused on modern American politics and society. Mondays, 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the station, Dave Pac-Man Show. Midweek Politics. That's right. Cold cuts. Never know what it is, but you won't know. You won't like it. Join Malcolm Threat, Mondays 3 to 4. Bad promo, Malcolm. Not as bad as this one. This one wins.
Worst promo.
Liquid means rewind, and that's lick wood, not lick wood. A gunshot means forward. So we requested we rewind. We tune in to Liquid Means Rewind Thursdays at 10 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step garage. That's a two-step garage. That's the ones that are a little bit above the floor level. So you're just going to take those. Now they have a little ramp just in case you're in the wheelchair. Because it is, like I'm saying, it is handicap accessible. Jungle and More, hosted by Big Cashew. Oh, I wonder who this dude is. He doesn't sound like a student. Big Cashew, only on WRCT. I don't know what that is. Probably student. Because usually you get the community members. They kind of just like have more of a straightforward kind of presentation. They don't have to be all like, how can I make this different and have everybody not listen? Oh, that's a great idea. Let's have a promo where you're going to make it and just not listen. What's my promo? I don't think I've done my promo in a long time. What is my promo? My promo's not that good either. Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's off the rails of radio Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the station. That pretty much says it all, doesn't it? It certainly does. Off the rails radio. That promo, when did I do that? Man, I was about 9 years old when I did that. What year was that? Wow, 2018. So that promo's from 2018. You know, and I still have no business being on the radio. And it's still off the rails. Yep, that's what it is. So, getting all the stuff from 2023 into the second quarter. How much time do I have here? Oh, I got 40 minutes music left. And we'll see. Well, I'm probably not going to make it to 1 o'clock. I'll probably get in to the third quarter of music. But, we'll just kind of play it by ear. You know, because like I'm saying, what I do is I find music, I catalog it. By quarters, and this is the second quarter of 2023, the second 3 months of the year. And there was a Marshall Crenshaw reissue that put a bunch of demos out, which was really neat because he did some pretty good demos. This was originally called Just Not For Me.
But what was that?
Oh, it's just called Not For Me, but it was originally called Just Not. Who cares? He got rid of the just, and it still wasn't a hit. Marshall Crenshaw should have really had a buttload of hits. As good of a songwriter he is, that's got to be crushing. I wrote this great song. Wow. Who's going to hear it? Nobody. All right. But this is a great tune, Just Not For Me, the demo by Marshall Crenshaw. This is from the 80s, late 80s. Great album. First album is so good.
Just not for me, so I know what not to do, 'cause I learned to learn it from you, yeah, now I
Just the other night, I was an astronaut on a spaceship flight. I went to all the planets in our galaxy, and I learned about love astronomically. Well, he's an Astro-Romeo. That's me, man. An Astro-Romeo, I'm a space he-man. He's got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth.
Well, a girl up on Mars is 40 feet tall, but makes you kind of rough if you date her. But on my first trip there, I just solved it all. I said, bring me a ladder, we'll see your leader later. He's an Astro-Romeo, that's me, man. An Astro-Romeo, I'm a space he-man. Got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth.
Well, all the girls on Venus are really machines with easy instructions to follow. Well, a nickel makes her dance and a dime will make her sing. Can you imagine all the fun I had with one silver dollar? He's an Astro-Romeo. That's me, man. Astro-Romeo, I'm a space he-man. He's got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth.
Well, a life up on Saturn is created from a pattern, and everything is made without a flaw. They got a girl machine, a boy machine, and riding out there on that ring is where they keep their mother-in-law. Well, he's an Astro-Romeo. That's me, man. An Astro-Romeo, I'm a space he-man. I got a reputation in the universe.
Big spender from the planet Earth. Big spender from the planet Earth. Big spender from the planet Earth. Big spender from the planet
Earth. Oh yes, that's a darling shade of lavender. No, I don't want them to look really like capris. Just, well, make them a little tighter, that's it. Slit them up a little bit, maybe to the knees. Gotta get me some real tight britches. Gotta get me a date. Gonna be like those real wild bitches, and I can hardly wait. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. When I see a feller, I get kinda mellow. And if I see a guy, well, I just give him the eye. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I am gay.
Watch it, buddy.
Hooray! Gonna get me a real fine drag for the holiday ball. Got the prize right in the bag. Heels so high, I hope I don't fall. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. When I'm out a cruising, well, I just get to musing. If I see a stunner, I'm just gonna wanna. And why not? I mean, after all, I am gay.
Watch it, fella.
Oh, shut up. Hooray. Once I met me the perfect mate, or so at least I thought. But disaster was my fate after what I caught. Oh, my dear, I was at that doctor forever and ever and ever. But that's the gamble that we take for our little worlds. Still, we'll go on a risky fate, 'cause we're all just girls. try again till I find me the one. I'm just like that any girl who had to get her gun. I'd rather swish than fight. I'd rather swish than fight. If you see me on the street, well, get lost, cause it's my beat. But if you should need a friend, I'll be yours until the end. You know it, sweetheart, cause I am gay.
Watch it, mister.
Oh, will you shut up? Hooray!
If you know a single guy, why don't you just send him by?
I'll be very kind to him. I'll satisfy his every whim.
You bet you
are. Oh, watch yourself now. Cause I am gay. Whoopee, baby, and hooray.
Okay, buddy, what the hell are you staring at?
Well, you silly goose. Don't you know that open-toe shoes are passé with leather jackets?
That's the Woody Woodpecker song. He's a pecking it all day long. He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red. And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim to peck a few holes in your head. That's the Woody Woodpecker's tune. Makes the other woodpeckers swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the dull and the dense, all the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song. Oh, it's the Woody Woodpecker serenade. On the woodpecker hit parade. Though he can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat, and his top notes come out blurred. He's the lady's first choice, with a laugh in his voice, he gives all his rivals the void.
He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say,
for the rest of your life, you'll be Woody and wife,
and the choir will sing along
with. That's the Woody Wood,
the Woody Wood, the Woody Woodpecker song.
Just confirm, and we think we know what's wrong. You're gonna face, you're gonna
the fabulous Pearl Harbor doing Voodoo Voodoo. She used to date Mick Jones from The Clash. Pearl Harbor and The Explosions used to open for The Clash for a little bit when they were dating. And that was Voodoo Voodoo from another cassette re-release that just happened to go on the internet. It was a great, great double cassette called Blood on the Cats. And it was all psychobilly from Britain. And man, nice to revisit that again. Alrighty, Screaming Blue Messiahs from that as well, Good and Gone. Then we got some of my more weirder finds, my wonderfully weird finds. Frank Sinatra singing the Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah. Yep, that was it. And then B. Bubba doing I'd Rather Swish Than Fight. Yeah. Then we heard Astro Romeo, Johnny McRae, Imelda May with An Older Gay. And I think that's what we got. Yeah, we started with Marshall Krentz. I just done for me the demo. Hey, winding down. Wow, got an hour to go. And we're going to finish up the second quarter. And then I'm going to add in, start, you know, the third quarter. And like I'm saying, we're just going to keep muscling through this, playing the best, my best music finds, the best re-releases, the stuff that I stumble across, all from 2023. And it is wonderful. Find some weird German records. So check this out. This is the Werner Müller Orchestra. With James Brown's Sex Machine, Zombo in Dein Brain.